Welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us as Daniel White III encourages us to simply just pray to God in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 40 books, and he has spoken in meetings across the United States and in over 25 foreign countries. He is also the president of Gospel Light Society. Before we begin, I'd like to inform you of our special offers. You can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to prayermd.com and signing up to receive our free prayer newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Now here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional podcast number 735. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International. And it is so good to be back after taking a long break. I was not sitting idle. I've been preaching the gospel each and every day for the most part. I believe now since January the 1st, 2016. So we have been busy serving our Lord by His grace. And I know that so many of you love the podcasts that God has blessed me to do down through the years, even more than the preaching. And I understand that. It's a different vibe, a different feel, and a different thing. So I understand where you're coming from. But God called me to preach before He called me to do these podcasts. But be that as it may, by the grace of God, I'm back. And let's just pick up where we left off. The simple purpose of this podcast is to motivate you to pray, encourage you to pray, and to exhort you to simply just pray to God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God and Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This podcast is not necessarily for people who already know the secret and power of prayer and who actually practice genuine prayer on a regular basis. Rather, it is for those who may find it difficult to pray, or for people who claim they do not have time to pray. I am convinced that most Christian people do not need to learn how to pray. They simply need to just pray. If I can get you to simply just pray, I believe all sorts of wonderful things will begin to happen for you, to you, in you, your family, and whatever God has called you to do. We do not pray based upon our subjective feelings. We pray based upon objective facts found in the Word of God, the Holy Bible. Our prayer motivator passage from the Word of God today is Psalm 5:2. which reads, "Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray." Allow me to share with you some important points regarding this passage from Matthew Henry's commentary. If we pray fervently and in faith, we have reason to hope. Number one, that God will take cognizance of our case, the representation we make of it, and the requests we make upon it. For so David prays here, "Give ear to my words, O Lord." Though God is in heaven, he has an ear open to his people's prayers, and it is not heavy that he cannot hear. Oh, God can hear your prayers, always, at all times. Men perhaps will not or cannot hear us. Our enemies are so haughty that they will not hear us. Our friends are at such a distance that they cannot hear us. But God, though high, though in heaven, can hear us and will hear us. I feel like saying amen right there. Number two, if we pray, we have reason to hope that God will take it into his wise and compassionate consideration and will not slight it or turn it off with a cursory answer. For so he prays, "Consider my meditation." David's prayers were not his words only, but his meditations, as meditation is the best preparative for prayer. So prayer is the best issue of meditation. Meditation and prayer should go together. It is when we thus consider our prayers, and then only, that we may expect that God will answer them and take that to his heart which comes from ours. Number three, if we pray, we have reason to hope that he will, in due time, return a gracious answer of peace. For so David prays, "Hearken to the voice of my cry." His prayer was a cry. It was the voice of his cry, which denotes fervency of affection and importunity of expression, and such effectual, fervent prayers of a righteous man avail much and do wonders. Our featured prayer motivator quote today is, "Prayer reminds you that you're not God." Prayer reminds you that you're not God. My personal encouragement for you today is this: families are in need of a great amount of intercession. Even if your marriage and family seem strong right now, seek out those families in your community, in your church, who are on the rocks, and make it your mission to pray for them daily. For the devil is seeking to destroy the family just as much as he is seeking to destroy the church. Our prayer motivated devotional today is titled, "Prayer is Putting God to Work, If You Will," part one, from the book The Weapon of Prayer by E.M. Bounds. E.M. Bounds goes on to say, and by the way, I love this passage. Is very powerful. So pay attention while you're driving down the road, on your stationary bike, or walking your dog, whatever you're doing. pay attention. The assertion voiced in the title given this chapter is but another way of declaring that God has of his own motion, of his own will and power, placed himself under the law of prayer for human beings and has obligated himself to answer the prayers of men. He has ordained prayer as a means whereby he will do things through men and for men and with men as they pray, which he would not otherwise do. Prayer is a specific divine appointment, an ordinance of heaven whereby God purposes to carry out his gracious designs on earth and to execute and make efficient the plan of salvation. When we say that prayer puts God to work, it is simply to say that man has it in his power by prayer to move God to work in his own way among men, in which way he would not work if prayer was not made. Thus, while prayer moves God to work, at the same time God puts prayer to work, as God has ordained prayer, and as prayer has no existence separate from God, separate from men rather. Allow me to repeat that. As God has ordained prayer, and as prayer has no existence separate from men, but involves men, then logically, prayer is the one force which puts God to work in earth's affairs through men and their prayers. Let these fundamental truths concerning God and prayer be kept in mind in all allusions to prayer, and in all our reading of the incidents of prayer in the Holy Scriptures. If prayer puts God to work on earth, then by the same token, prayerlessness rules God out of the world's affairs and prevents him from working. And if prayer moves God to work in this world's affairs, then prayerlessness excludes God from everything concerning men and leaves man on earth, the mere creature of circumstances, at the mercy, if you will, of blind fate, or without help of any kind from God. It leaves man in this world with its tremendous responsibilities and its difficult problems, and with all of its sorrows, burdens and afflictions, without any God at all. In reality, the denial of prayer is a denial of God himself, for God and prayer are so inseparable that they can never be divorced. I love it, I love it, I love it. And if you're saved and love God, I know you do as well. Now, dear friend of mine, it is time for us to pray. That's right. We just don't talk about prayer. We just don't exhort you to pray. We just don't motivate you to pray. We actually pray here. That is what we do. And that's what you should do. So please remember, the announcer will provide the information for you to send in your prayer requests at the end of this podcast. Please join me in prayer as we pray over our little prayer list. You can join us, or you can pull out your prayer list and your concerns. We pray collectively, we pray individually for the following. We pray for over 3 million people to come to know Christ as Savior through this ministry alone. We pray for millions more to be saved through other ministries. We pray for the revival of your church. We pray for the healing of Christian families, for the salvation of lost families. We pray that God will send forth more laborers into the harvest fields, that are white or ready to harvest, including us. We pray for the healing of this nation. We pray for an awakening to take place in this nation. We pray your blessings and guidance for all pastors, church leaders, all teachers, all missionaries, all evangelists, and servants of the Lord. We pray for the salvation, leadership, and wisdom for the president and for all governmental officials who run this country and all other countries. And now, Lord, we pray for three people who have sent in prayer requests. We pray for Linda. Please bless her with a job with benefits, a successful jewelry business, and continuous creativity in her craft. Bless her with the money she needs and keep her healthy and strong, along with other prayer requests that she has. We pray for Colin. Please bless him with the job you want him to have. Give him confidence and self-esteem. Take away any depression and restore hope and salvation in his life. We pray for James. Please heal him of his disability. Bless him with a good job and have his benefits to be renewed. Bless him with the money to pay his rent as well. And Holy Father God, we pray for the following people who have trusted you as Savior. We pray, Lord, that you would confirm them in the faith and have them to grow in the faith to be the Holy Spirit-filled Christians that you want them to be. We pray specifically for Nick, Kobe, and Jeanette, and Lord, help them to grow in the faith. We pray now, Lord, for the following people who have been saved for a while, but who have recommitted their lives to you. We rejoice with them in this decision and pray that they will keep their commitments to you and be strengthened in the faith. We pray specifically for Flores, Rose, Hippolytus. And we pray for the salvation, spiritual, family, life, protection, provision, blessings upon all of the people who have sent in prayer requests in the thousands, and the many people who have trusted you as Savior through this ministry and who have rededicated their life to you. And now, Lord, if you... we commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend, if you're listening today and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, allow me to show you how you can be saved from the power of sin and from the punishment of sin, which is everlasting hell. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, this is bad news, but here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. For Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says that, "If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, pray, think, do. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. If you would like for us to pray for you, please send your prayer request to prayer@prayermd.com. If you have questions about salvation, what to do after salvation, are looking for a good church home, or like to read our pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door, please visit GospelLightSociety.com for more information. Don't forget that you can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to PrayerMD.com and signing up to receive our free Prayer MD newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Please feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a comment about this podcast on iTunes. You can also listen to the Prayer Motivator Devotional on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, BlackBerry Podcast, and via podcasting apps on the Google Play Store and the Amazon App Store. Tell your friends and family to tune in and discover the power of prayer. God bless.